Okay, good morning, Masechet Bechorot, Daf Kaf. And we're starting at the top of Amud Aleph. Just a quick recap, we spoke in the Mishnah, where there was a machloket, basically, with regards to an animal which you don't know if he had, if they had given birth before yet or not, and you bought from a goy. So Rabbi Shmuel gave certain guidelines. Rabbi Akiva gave different guidelines. Basically, we saw that at a certain stage, the animal will become a safek. The Gemara said, Mikan ve'elach, what's the safek? We discuss safek, who's choshesh for safek, are we choshesh safek? Remember I said, we said, man de parish, meruba parish. Yeah. Man de parish, meruba parish. And I said that in Masechet Chulin we had learned, and there was the completion about if the animal, if you bought meat in the shop, remember? And I couldn't remember what it was. And I wasn't the only one who couldn't remember. But anyway, the answer is, chola kavua ke mechza al mechza dami. Remember that? So kavua kamechza mechza dami. So when you find the meat lying on the floor, so that is on the karka, we go after rog. We say there are 9 kosher butchers, therefore it must be from a kosher butcher. But if you know that you bought it in a shop off the shelf, and you get home now and you think, wow, which shop was I in? And there are 9 kosher shops and 1 non-kosher shop, that you can't go after rog. Because you bought it off the shelf, that's called kavua. And kavua mechza mechza. Then we go. It's basically it's a 50-50 split because of the safek. We've got a chumrah, and therefore you can't eat the meat. Okay, remember that. So when it's kavua mechza mechza dami on the floor, we say kola parish miruba parish. Okay, that's just one thing owing from yes. Oh, it drove me crazy that I could remember that. Okay, now, so we're discussing the choshesh l'sveikot. And basically, we try to say it could even be chachami. We try to prove the chachami also safek choshesh to sveikot. We say all choshesh to miut. So Rabbi Meir is choshesh to miut, and then the Gemara is like Ela Amar Rava Mechurvar to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Meir is for lei dechayish lemiut. Seems like the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel because he holds like Rabbi Meir, and which is choshesh lemiut, right? And then this is what we should have ended off yesterday. Ravina Amar Afilu Taimer Rabbanan. Ravina says, you know what? You could even say it's Rabbanan, not Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not Rabbi Yishmael. Ki azle Rabbanan bataruba. When do Rabbanan go after Rov? Beruba de lo tali b'maase. Avaruba de tali b'maase lo. So they would also be chayish to the mute. They wouldn't go after the Rov. What do you mean tali b'maase? Look at Rashi. Ruba de tali b'maase. Kagon ibur ha-behemah, the tali b'harva. Animals don't become pregnant independently. We don't have, with the Holy Ghost, what's it called? The immaculate conception with animals. Animals have to be impregnated. There's a maaseh that needs to take place, right? And therefore, maybe there was no maaseh, and therefore there would be a safek. So we wouldn't say most animals get pregnant. That's only when most things happen when we aren't talib maaseh. If you're dependent on something happening, maybe we wouldn't say that. And we could even say Rabbanan. But if you ask me, I don't think that the aloha would be like Ravina. Alright, now the Gemara carries on. Now, Panarabanan. Now we've got brightness. We discuss similar aspects, okay, of what we had spoken about in the Mishnah. We see other Tadaim over here. So we got again, Ez Bachnata Vadlakoi. This sounds very similar to our Mishnah, right? Mm-hmm. Where we said, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Ez Bachnata Vadlakoi. Right, Mikan Lahalan Safek. Rachel Bachtaim Vadlakoi Mikan Safek. Parat Bachalosh. Right, I just want to compare the Mishnah of here. Here we got Rachel Bachtaim Vadlakoi Mikan Safek. Para, we've got here Para Bachalosh Vadlakoi Mikan Lahalan Safek. And the Tanakam of the bride says Chamore Kepara. If you look at our Mishnah said Para Vachamor, but not Shalosh Vadlakoi. Same thing. Here we see Rabbi Yossi appearing, which never saw in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudomer, Chamora bat arba ashanim. That's the difference. Not that compara, which is 3 years. And then Adkan, now look at the Mishnah, says as follows. So that was Rabbi Ishmael in the Mishnah. Right? So Rabbi Ishmael says this Mishnah over. The Gemara says, Adkan div Rabbi Ishmael. So this is Rabbi Ishmael's Aloha, which we see there with Rabbi Yossi added in there. Rabbi Yossi is cholek on the Chamora. Keshenem rudvarim nifne Rabbi Yeshua. So when these things were said, this brighter, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, was said over in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Lahen, he said to the guy, saying it to him, Tzu Amru Lo. Now the Masorah, the Shita Mekubetzet, takes out the word L'Rebbe Yishmael. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yishmael were colleagues, right? When they speak to each other, you don't say Rabbi. Hey, Rabbi. You always say, you see, Akiva. We've seen before, Akiva, you know? Something like that. I don't say, if one Tana is talking to Rabbi Akiva, don't say Rabbi Akiva. He says, Akiva. Because I, no, okay. Arav, you are do call Rav. But to most other people in the street, I just say by their first name, right? So somebody, yeah, it says, Amrulo, Amrulo le Yishmael. Amrulo le Yishmael. Taita, go tell Yishmael you made a mistake. And he gives, now we see the same shakir that we had before in our Mishnah, right? Where Rabbi Akiva said, exactly what Rabbi Akiva said here, yeah, Rabbi Yeshua is now saying over here. Keep your one eye on the Mishnah, you'll see. He says like this, Ilu bevlad bilvad habahema nifteret. If it's only, if you're going to tell me that it's only when you see that the animal had a fully fledged birth and it gave birth, that that's when it would be patur, the next one from Bechor, hayakid varecha, then you'd be right by telling me it's Rachel for 2 years and it is for, but what, but Amru, aval Amru, right? And there the Shita and the Mesorat Hashas both add in, right? Aval Amru. If you look at that, there's an Aleph there on the Mesorat Hashas, aval Amru. And the Bet of the Shita Mekubetzet says Ela Amru. Okay, but same idea. Okay. Now it's important why that Amru. We'll see in a second. Amru. Who's Amru when we say Amru? Amru is Machachamim, right? Chachamim, Amru. In the Beit Midrash, the words of the Gedolim, the Tanaim, the people who came before me said, my Rabbeim said, Siman Havlad Bebehemedaka Tinuf. Same as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Rabbi Akiva said, Ilu Vlad Bivad Habahemed Ifteri Kidvarecha Ela Amru. Siman Havlad Bebehemedaka Tinuf. Same, basically, for word from our Mishnah. Ubegasa Shilia with a, and a big animal with the placenta. And the Isha with a woman, it's the Shafir and the Pshilia. So now, we see now one daya, which is Rabbi Ishmael. We say we go after the year periods. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Amru. And basically quoted our Mishnah, right? Then Rabbi Yeshua adds in, and I'm specifically laboring this point just to make it clear. And then Rabbi Yeshua adds in, Va'ani. Right, it says ani is agaota bachavia. He changes that ain ani to aini omer. Okay, the reason why he says aini omer, it's the same thing, but you'll see because he goes off to the gears of Rashi. If you look at Rashi on the second line, va'ani aini omer ken. You see that? So he's got a slight gears of change. It says va'ani aini omer ken. I don't say like machach rabbanim. We say Simun Avlad Mehemet Daketinu of Gasa Shilia. It says Ela Ah. Go a little bit further. Es Shetinfa Bat Shisha. Now this is very important. Our whole rest of our daf is going to be hanging around this Bat Shisha. He says Ela Es Shetinfa Bat Shisha. Now if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here, what is this Bat Shisha? Now just an easy understanding. If it was Bat Shisha Shanim, it would say Bat Shesh. So when it says Bat Shisha, we know that it's not talking about Sheshanim. So that's why if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here, Rabbeinu Gershom almost across the page, Rabbeinu Gershom says, Eshetinfa Bat Shisha, he adds in Rabbeinu Gershom, Chodashim. Okay, 6 months. Exactly. Okay. He says, Ed Bat Sheshisha, Yoledet Betoch Shnata. What does that mean? A goat that has this discharge, right? There's some sort of discharge of a placental type discharge or blood discharge in the first six months of its life, can still give birth in the first year. So it's not enough to just tell me, like Chachamim told us, Ez Shetinef. Mm-hmm. Right? Behemedaka Shetinfa. Why? Because Tinfa is not enough. Because it's pregnant for a period of time, what's it called? There's a term for it. The period, what's it called? The gestation. Aibu, right. The gestation period for a goat is 5 months. Okay, for a goat is 5 months. So a goat, let's say that in the 6th month, This is important. We'll see now the Rashi, long Rashi's now. If a goat has a discharge in the 6 months, it's month six. So there's still another 6 months or 5 months, full 5 months after. Let's say it has it in the 6 month. There's still 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 6 months. So if you fall pregnant, have a baby. So if you just said over here, bat shnata vala kohen, in the first version, it's not right. Because if it had a baby in the second half of its first year, it might have had a tinuf in the first half of its first year. And therefore that would be patur from a kohen. And you're telling me, according to chachamim, amru bat shnata vala kohen, which is not correct. You with me? That makes sense, right? Chachamim that said amru, tinuf, it's also not a problem. Because if you say just tinuf, question is, when was there tinuf? Mm-hmm. Was there tinuf at the beginning of its first month, and you never knew about it? Or at the end of the first month, are we choshesh to tinuf? Aren't we choshesh to tinuf? Because if tinuf could take place earlier, and the baby can be 5 months later, then it's also not enough tinuf to say tinuf. So that's why comes along Rabbi Yishmael himself, Rabbi Yeshua, and says, I say, tinfa bat shisha, yoledet bat shnata. Rachel Shatinfa Bachnata that has this discharge in its first year will still give birth in its second year. So that's Rabbi. So we see now three opinions: Rabbi Yishmael, Chachamim, and Rabbi Yishuv's Chachamim, and Rabbi Yishuv himself. Now, I'm Rabbi Akiva. So that's why, look at that. V'ani Eini American. Look at the second of Rashi. We'll skip this quickly. Eini Cholek Alecha B'Lashon Shemu Ati. I want to argue with you about what I learned. Ele B'Lashon Achem. And that's what we're going to see later on. The Gemara is going to ask the question, what's the difference between Svare, his own Svara, and Gemara, and what he learned, his Gemara, his Gemira, his Mindy, what he learned from his Rebbe, when he said, Ela Amru. We'll see the difference between what his rabbis told him and what he himself says. Okay? So now, Rabbi Akiva. Akiva's got his own version, right? Which is interesting because Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah is basically Rabbi Yoshua in the Amru, in the look, Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah says, El Avlad Habahem Nifter Viduch, El Amar Siman Avlad Babahem Dakatinuf. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah is really the Amru, the Chachamim of Rabbi Yoshua. We had the Braita, which Rabbi Yishmael quoted.
Okay.
Then Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yishmael, tell Rabbi Yishmael he's wrong. Because Amru, Siman Avlad, Mehmedaka Tinu, Fagasa, Mehmedaka, etc. That is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Ilu, Bavlad, Biyoga, Mehmedaka, Amru. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah quotes the same thing that Rabbi Yeshua quoted in the shame of Ela Amru, of what Chachamim said. Meyachuz Batuach. Look at the Mishnah. Ela Amar Lor, Rabbi Akiva. Word for word. Here it says, so he says this. That's Rabbi Akiva quotes Rabbi Yeshua's Chachamim as well. But here Rabbi Akiva says his own opinion. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Ani lo bati lidei midazo. I don't fit in with any of those opinions over there. Ela, I got my own rulings, Rabbi Akiva. Kol sheyadua shebichra. If we know the animal has given birth once before, then ein kan le kohen klum. The kohen gets nothing. The kol shelo bichra. And when we know that the animal hasn't bichra, harei ze la kohen. The as goes to the kohen. Safek. In the case we're discussing, you bought from a goy, you aren't sure. Yochal b'mumo lebalim, the owners take it, get it, put it out to pasture, get a mum, and then they eat it, right? So we got four opinions. No, we got four opinions. So we got the brighter of whether it's every in the first year or the second year, whatever that all is. We've got Amrulo, the Chachamim, which said that it's tinuf of the different stages. We've got Rabbi Ishmael, who goes after his Bachisha, Bachnach, etc., etc., and Rabbi Akiva. All right. So up until now, everything is clear. So now, the Gemara says, B'maika miflegei, now you should be getting a hint of what's happening in this Amud, because the only Rashis we've read so far are the first three lines, and we're already over halfway through the Amud, right? Which means that all these Rashis over here relate to the end of the Amud. So this is like a heavily weighted Amud.
Right.
Right. So, no, but we start, look where we are in the Amud. If you would look in the Amud, you'd see in the Gemara side that we're halfway through the Amud already and we haven't started Rashi's yet. You got it? Okay. So, Abba Mike, Mifra Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua. What is the Machlok Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara says, Lema Betinuf Poter Kemiflegai. What's their machloket? Machloket is does Tinuf patur you from a Bachor? See Rashi, the very first wild lines of Rashi? But Machlok Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, not the Svar of Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemir of Rabbi Yeshua, in other words, the Mesorah, which is our Mishnah, which Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, was what's the machloket between Rabbi Shmuel and Amrulo, right? The Ktani Aval Amru. See that? He quotes Rashi Amru. So he says, maybe the machloket could be the Tinuf Poter Miflegah. With regard to Tinuf, look at Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel, the Mashvelei Vadai Bechor, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the first year, what's born, goes to the Bechor, is a Bechor, if it goes to the Kohen, Savar Dina Mitanif Betoch Shtata Lo Miftre, even if we have Tinuf, in the first year, it doesn't matter. We are not choshe to discharge. If there's this, what do you call it? Discharge, tinuf, right? What's a better English word for it? What's a better word in English, no? Give me a translation. How do they translate tinuf? Huh?
Soiled.
Steve, what you got? Yeah, like a, but it's not a problem, miscarriage. Like we see a bit of blood. Right. In English, hafrasha. Okay, thank you. Okay, in English, hafrasha. All right. In English, we'll say hafrasha. We'll translate discharge in English to hafrasha. Okay. Now everyone understand. Okay, hafrasha. Okay, you got it? You speak English when you come
home?
Okay, so that's the machloket. Right, Rabbi Shmuel Savra, back in the Gemara, Tinuf El Poter. Rabbi Shmuel Savra, Tinuf Poter. So according to that, where Rabbi Shmuel said, the first year an animal is born, we ignore the Tinuf. Where Rabbi Yeshua says, no. According to Chami, if there was Tinuf, then there wouldn't be a Bechor. So the Gemara says, how can that be, no? Either chazin and the tanif. If you see that there was a discharge, the chule amelo pligi, the tinuf poter. Even Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree that if you saw there, when you see an animal, and it's got this blood comes pouring out, obviously it's patur, there can't be the machloket. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? V'hacha, what are we choshishim for? It's not tinuf poter, v'hacha b'choshashin letinuf k'mafrega. Are we choshesh letinuf?
I'm not idea yesterday.
If we see it, there's not a machloket. The machloket is if we didn't see it. Do we assume, are we choshesh, that most animals are going to, at some stage in their first year, have a discharge, and therefore the chance are that this animal now is born after discharge, or don't we? Right? Rabbi Shmuel savar, ein choshin letinuf. Rabbi Shmuel says no. That's why we can say, Rabbi Shmuel says, an Ez in his first year is a Bechor. Because we don't choshesh to Tinuf and we say we ignore Tinuf, there's no Tinuf, and therefore if it gives birth, it gives birth, and it's a Bechor. Rabbi Yeshua, Rov, how do you, why Rov? Why you say Rov? Because it's on choshesh. How do we know that? Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, I don't have. I don't look at the Harot. I'm looking at the Rashi and the Rabbi Gershom. And Rashi says nothing, and Rabbi Gershom says nothing. But you could be right. Makes sense. It makes sense. The only problem is. Exactly. The problem is we've seen machloket after Rov or not. Are we choshet or choshet? I don't know. And the Gemara is not making a machloket of Rov at the moment. It's whether we choshet Tinuf or not. But maybe you're right. Maybe that's a Svara. Do they bring a name? Who they're quoting there in the Hara? Give me the note there. What note? Is it a Svara? Okay, we'll see that's the Gemara quoting on. That's the Gemara. We'll see just now. That's coming over the Amud. Okay. So now we are up to that's the machloket. Let's say the machloket is, are we choshesh letiro? Should we choshesh? Right? And is choshesh? Well, the Gemara says, v'lo chayish? How can you not choshesh to tinuf? Rava himself, we ended off yesterday's shir and we started again this morning, said, Mechuvar to Rabbi Ishmael, to Rabbi Meir, Svirle de Chayish le Miut. Right? We said there that the Tana of the Mishnah, right? It's obviously Rabbi Ishmael, right? And Rabbi Ishmael holds Rabbi Meir, the Svirle de Chayish le Miut. So we see that we are Choshesh. To yeah, miyut. Yeah. So if we are choshesh lemiyut, we don't go after Rov. So we don't go after Rov, then it You can't say that's the machloket. Right? So the Gemara says, no, wait a second. We don't always choshesh to rov. To choshesh to miyut. It says, ki chayish, when are we choshesh to miyut? Lechumra. We choshesh to miyut if it's lechumra. Lekula lo chayish. That's the first answer. Let's understand what's going on over here. Look at Rashi over here. Lechumra. Kegon gabe reisha deshmaita. Like in the reisha. There, where Rabbi Meir said, there, what do we have? We had this machloket over here. Rabbi said, am I safek halacha charov behemot? Maybe safek. From now onwards, it's going to be a safek. Right? That's a chumrah. Do you agree? Because what's a chumrah? We're saying now that the animal in the first year, right? Let's look exactly what we said over here. We said over here, mikan v'elach, Rabbi Shmuel said, that is bachnata vadla kohen mikan va'elach safek. In the second year, it's a safek. Yeah. If you haven't seen a baby. So what's the chumrah? We treat the animal with a din of bechor, but you have to wait for a mum. But we machmir, it's got kedushat bechor. So therefore, we wait for a mum. So there we were machmir. Here, we would be makil. Why? How would it work over here? Look at Rashi. Kegon gabe reish l'shmaita di'i have azvidan bataruba. If we had gone after the rov, have mashvina lay pashut vadai, if we go after the rov, we would have said most animals give birth in the first year. So therefore, in the second year, it's not a bechor. If it's not a bechor, what is it? It's a pashut, right? So therefore, bikan ve'elach, it would be a pashut. Hilcha chayish limut lechumit, we say no. We are chayish that some animals don't give birth in the first year, and therefore this might be a bechor, and we machmir, we treat it with a bechor of a din kedusha, and therefore we have to wait for a mum and the baalim eat it. Right? Aval hacha, in our case, I chayish lemi'uta. If we choshesh to mi'uta, what's the mi'uta? We said, do tinuf. We said that is it, the machloket is tinuf. The tinuf poter, right? Tinuf poter, b'choshin the tinuf. Are we choshesh to tinuf? So here, if we say that we choshesh to tinuf, right? Aval hach ichayish lemiut, kulahu dafilu batshnata mashvelei safek. Here, right? Velo vada. What's happening over here? We're going to say that even in its first year, it is a safek. We're going to be making. We're going to say even in the first year there isn't a bechor. It's only a safek. In the first one we said it might not be. It might be a bechor. So we're going to be machmir. Here we're going to say the first one is not a bechor because we choshesh to the tinuf. So we're going to be makil. You with me? The first thing you're saying is not a bechor. So there we machmir, we're creating extra bechorot. Here we're saying because we choshesh to tinuf, therefore the birth that we saw is more than likely not a bechor. We make kill, we don't treat it with a din of a bechor. With me? Is that clear? Let's go through one more time. In the first case, we're saying that the first year animals give birth in the first year, therefore from here onwards, we're not sure, so then we machmir that it is a bechor. Here we're saying that if we choshesh to mir, we're going to say that even though very few animals have tinuf in the first year, we're saying, you know what, we choshesh to tinuf. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we're assuming that there was tinuf. So the second one that's born is not a bechor. So we make kill. Yeah. There, we'll say there. So therefore, he says, either. So that's why he says that. Lo chayish Rabbi Mechori Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, you're right. Ki chayish lechumra lekule lo chayish. That's the first answer. That's why we will say that we're not choshesh, even though there with Rabbi Shmuel we were choshesh, because here we end up in Mekil, there we're machmir. Ibait Eima, another answer could be, bein lekule, bein lechumra chayish. No, we are chayish. We always choshesh to miyut. Right? So what's the machloket here between Rabbi Shmuel now and Rabbi Yoshua? Vahacha b'matnefet v'chozeret v'yoleret b'toch shnata k'miflegei. The machloket is like this. Do we say that if the animal has tinuf in its first year, it has a discharge, is it able to fall pregnant again in its first year and have a baby in its first year? That's the question. Is there enough time If we see a baby being born in the born in the first year, and we tell the other way, saying this baby was born in the first 12 months, was it feasible that there was tinuf, and then it fell pregnant again, and still managed to have his whole 5 month gestation period all in the first 12 months? That's the machloket, right? The Rabbi Shmuel Savar matnefet. Ishmael says, why do I tell you that if an animal is born in the first year, it's a vadaya bechor? Because not possible that it has a tinuf and fall pregnant and get born all in the first year. So therefore, if it's born in the first year, it must be a bechor. Right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be born in the first year. V'ha'amid olid, and therefore, since it was born, vada lo tanif. Right? And Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Savar matnefet choseret v'yoledet betoch shnata." It can be born, can have a tinuf, and then pass over and fall pregnant and be born again in its first year. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel tells you that if it was born in the first year, it was definitely a born newborn. And Rabbi Yeshua said, "You know, it could have had a tinuf and still managed to fall pregnant in its first year and be a bechor." Okay.
Do you have to ban these goats? Put a birth date on it so you know. When it was born?
Yes.
You don't know.
Well, our question.
Our goats look the same to me. I mean, I'm not a goat farmer.
But that's all very good. That was Rabbi Yeshua's answer to Rabbi Shmuel, where he said that if you go only after the birth of an animal, then your solution works. But we concern now not with the animal being born and putting a band on it. We are concerned now with the assumption that there might have been this.
Now
we know the goat's a year old. We bought an animal from a goy, and the goy told us this animal was born on the 1st of January 2000.
Right, I understand.
And now we're in the 30th of July 2000, and there's a baby born.
Yeah, but you don't know. I'm saying all the goats look the same.
No, but wow.
If you're a goat farmer, you have hundreds of goats.
And what's the question?
How do you know how old any particular goat is?
Farmers obviously mark their goats in some way.
They must
be tagged or registered or marked or dated. That you'd have to know. Otherwise, this whole discussion doesn't make sense, right?
Correct.
If you haven't got dating, we can't. It doesn't make sense. What to tag a goat? He was born in the spirit. You got a problem. Okay. Right, okay. So up until now, we've got all right. Now the Gemara's like this. So far we've seen the machloke between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua with regards to Amru. Okay, that is the Rabbi Shmuel's Gemara. Sorry, Rabbi Yeshua's Gemara, his Masorah, and which is basically could have been the same machloket in our Mishnah between Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. You with me? Basically a parallel of that. Now the Gemara goes to discuss Va'ani Eini. That's Rabbi Akiva. But we haven't got Rabbi Akiva yet. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva was like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva Yeshua's open the Mishnah and look. Lama ta merim gabor.
No.
I went through it 20 minutes ago. We proved to you that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Ishmael, and the Tanakhama and the Elu Amru is Rabbi Akiva. So here we go, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Aval Amru. Now we move on to Rabbi Yeshua's Svara. Va'ani, Eini Omer Ken. I don't say this as Rabbi Yeshua, Ella. What do I say? Ez Shetinfa Bat Shisha. An Ez that had this discharge in its first six months, Yoledet Toch Shnata, can still manage to have a fully fledged birth, gestation, and all in the first 12 months. And a Rachel Shetinfa Bat Shnata, and a lamb. That had a discharge during its first year, could still fall pregnant and be born in the second year. Now, interesting, the Gemara doesn't deal too much with that. All our focus is on the Ez, because the Ez is really at the extreme, right? Because it's in a very short period, right? So now the Gemara says, "My ika bein gemare lesvare." So now we're interested in Rabbi Yeshua himself. Rabbi Yeshua's got a Masorah, and he doesn't like the Masorah, he's got his own Svara. What is the machloket between the two Svaras? Right. If you look at Rabbi Gershom, he explains the question beautifully. Look at Rabbi Gershom, almost in line across the line there. It says, "My ikabein gemare lesvare, ella amru." When we the Gemara quotes ella amru in inverted commas, "Hainu gemare mashla mad mirabo." That's what he learned from his rav. Svarei, and Svarei is Hainu Va'ani Eini American. His own Svarei, when he says Va'ani Eini American, in other words, what does he hold? Ule Divrei Shnehim, from both those opinions, right? Mashmed de Tinuf Poter. Both these opinions agree that Tinuf is Poter, right? Amru says, Sima Vrabahem Taka Tinuf. We agree Tinuf. Rabbi Yeshua and his Svarei just says, right, El Tinfa Bachisha. He just mentions the 6 months. So both the Svarei and the Gemara and his Gemire agree with the concept of Tinuf.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They both have concept of Tinuf. That's what Rabbi Ishmael says, right? So therefore, what's the difference between them? The Gemara says, what's the difference between them? This is the case that sort of captures the difference between them. Kagon, the Shita adds in the word Kagon, Kagon Shetinfa Besof Shisha. When does it have its discharge? At the end of the 6 months. Okay? Mm-hmm. At the end, in other words, on the first day of the 7th month. Okay? So six months are up. Now, we want to have a baby born in the first 12 months. So now we know that the gestation period is how long? 5 months. So 6 full months are gone. So we've got 6 months left. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, what happens? Shetinfa besof shisha. Rashi says, Yashira inua. We see. Shetchila letanef betchilat chodesh shvi'i. In other words, after the end of completed 6 months, on the first day of the 7th month, it starts as tinuf. Right. Ve'ike beinayu. What's the real machlok between them? The Zairi. Zairi. What does the Zairi say? Damar Zairi ein tinuf pachot mishloshim yom. Tinuf. When we have tinuf, when we have tinuf, tinuf takes at least 30 days. Look at Rashi quickly. The tinuf is of shisha. In other words, it can't fall pregnant. It won't have relations with a male for at least 30 days. So now, if it's the first day of the 7th month, it's got the whole 7th month is now out of bounds. But there's still 5 months. One second. I don't care why. Let's go. No. I haven't got time. Well, I don't care. It's not Ratza. Rashi says, the Eina Mekabelet Zachar Ad L'Shloshim Yom. But why? Who knows why? Who knows why? You are not next time you meet the goat, ask him. I haven't asked the goat. Okay, right. Let's know why. Okay, right. Shh, come. Right, did the goat, right? So now, here he says, for less than 30 days. So now we have Ligmare. With the svara of the Chachamim, what he learned from his rabbis, they accept Zairi's premise that it can't happen for less than 30 days. So what happens is, the whole 7 months are gone. Now we're only left with 5 months. Right? Now we've got to pray. Remember, if it goes over the 1 day, it's out of the first year. Right? When we say year, we mean exactly year, not a year and a bit. Right? So look at Rashi. Yeah? Ligmare. Right, it's a bit of a long Rashi, this. You know, I'm explaining outside. Basically, Raku, what's going on over here? Look here. The bottom line is, look at this. Look, go into the middle of the Rashi. Right? Hahu de tinuf, lav tinuf gamru, dim tinuf haya, lo have yalde betoch shnata ad yom echad b'shana shnia. What is the principle of Zairi? Or the Chacham, we're saying the gestation period is 5 months, but it's a full 5 months. So the baby isn't born. We don't say miktzat yomo kakulo. Right? We don't say that a bit of the last day is the last day. We say, no, we need a full 5 months. And he brings here, even with, it comes from a Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Chet. So Vitel Hashem la herayon, and the gematria of herayon, just look at it, it's amazing this actually, the gematria of herayon is Resh Ayin Aleph, 271. In the Rashi. Right? And 9 months of 30 days would be 270. So a complete 9 months is only 270, and we need to have a herayon of 271. So therefore it's 9 months and a day. So we apply that same principle across the board. So if we say that goats need 5 months gestation, they need 5 months and they're born on the day after 5 months are completed. So if this animal has a 30-day window where it can't have for pregnant, and it needs a full 5 month gestation, when's the baby going to be born? On the first day of the second year. Okay? So that is Chachamim of Rabbi Ishmael, where Rabbi Yeshua says no. Says no. Look at Rashi there, the very last Rashi. Even though we've seen the animal hasn't yet, we watched him closely, and we've seen that up until the end of 6 months, there's been no tinuf. Therefore, if we choshesh to tinuf, it has to be in the 7th month. And if it's 7 months, according to Ziri, at 30 days, for 30 days, we have to have 5 full months and a day. Therefore, the baby being born now during the first year obviously didn't have tinuf. Therefore, must have bechor. No, says Rabbi Yeshua. Namis feiku the late days. He doesn't hold of Ziri. He says, where do you get the 30 days from? I believe that it could be even less than 30 days. And if it's even out by one day, we've already got an animal in the first year. Okay, so that's the first answer. That's the easy answer. Then after that, it gets a little bit more interesting. Okay, uwah. The e-bite aima. And another answer we could say is, the kule alma itlul ziri. They all hold of Ziri. That Ziri says it's 30 days. And we're still discussing the case over here between them. We talk about an animal that had tinuf at the end of the 6 months, right? You know, the first month, 7th month. Do we say that a birth has to be a full 5 months? Or do we say mekuta'in that it can be a shortened pre-gestation period? Because if it's a shorter gestation period, then we hold like Ziri, who says you need to have a full 30 days. Doesn't matter. Because 5 months and a day throws us over there. If the baby's born after 4 months and 3 weeks, it will still be in the first year. Okay? So it'll still work right, right? Rabbeinu Gershom says, yeah, just to see that, he says that the Mekuta'in, he explains it over here. He says, Shaloni marba yoledet betoch shnata mashma shiyom yishona, itlay deziri, hold on. Nimsu yoledet, over the page. Sorry, Rabbeinu Gershom is the one that says, yeah, Amrina yoledet in the Mekuta'in, kodem hashlamat, Chamisha chodashim yom leyom. It can be less than 5 months from day to day. Okay? So that is what the machloket would be. And now the Gemara, according to his rabbeim, who said the first year, right, tinuf. So lo amirah yoreh lemekutein. It's impossible that a baby, that the animal would have less than 5 months gestation. And therefore, if there was, and we hold like Ziri, and therefore, if it in the 7th month it had this tinuf, definitely the animal born in the first year was definitely out of tinuf. If there had been tinuf, it would have been born in the first year. Okay? And the Svare, according to Rabbi Yoshua's own opinion, right, where he says that that there is mekuta'in, it could be a shortened version of a birth, and therefore I'm rinan yoledet mekuta'in. Okay, so he would say, no problem. And therefore, that's why he says, Rabbi Yeshua, in his own Svara, he says, V'eini, Rab, what does he say? Even if it has a tinuf in the first 6 months, it can still give birth. And therefore, we choshe to tinuf. Therefore, how are you telling, why are you telling Vaday in the first year that it's a newborn? And it might not be a bechor. Okay, clear? Everybody clear? I think it's pretty clear, right? V'ibayt Eima, a third potential answer to this. Lo amrinan yoreh demekuta'in. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you can't have less than 5 months. And yeah, that's obviously within my subconscious. V'hacha b'miktzat hayom kekulo kemiflegei. And yeah, we're arguing about, is a bit of the day like a whole day? So when we say it needs to have a full 5 months, is the last day of the 5 months, is that good enough that it can be born on its last day or not? So if the animal is born on the 31st of December, right, when or the 30th of Adar, on the last day of Adar, let's say we go from Nisan to Adar, right? On the last day of Adar, was born on the first day of Nisan, and they gave birth on the last day of Adar. We're going to say, it's still there. Definitely wasn't tinuf. Otherwise, it wouldn't have given birth because we say miktzat kiyoma enokakulo. It needs a full 5 months. Mm-hmm. And if the tinuf took place in the 7th month, there's no way the baby could have been born even a day earlier. And that is what his svara is, of his mesora, where his own svara of the Gemara, and his own svara is it can be miktzat kiyoma kakulo. And therefore, even though it had tinuf, It could still be born in this year, and that would be the answer. Mikhail Kulu, Legamre, Loamin, right? The Svare, Amrina, Mikhail Kulu, Legamre, Loamin, Mikhail Kulu. Okay, so we've done that pretty well, right? Pretty clear, right? Okay, that's good. Let's carry on next time. Now, Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, with Rabbi Akiva in the Bright, not Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, Anilo Batli Dei Midazu Eda Kol Shel. Rabbi Akiva is pretty straightforward. Rabbi Akiva says, if you know for certain, had a baby, not a Bechor. You don't know for certain, it is a Bechor. If you got a Safek, then we treat it like a mum, like a Bechor with a mum. Right? So now, says Rabbi Akiva, Amai Ika Bein Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yeshua. So now, what is the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehoshua? Look at Rabbi Gershom over here. He says, Mike Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yehoshua Legemire. What part of Rabbi Yehoshua? Rabbi Yehoshua's Sfara or Rabbi Yehoshua's Gemire? And Rabbi Gershom says, we're discussing Rabbi Yehoshua's Gemire. In other words, what Rabbi Akiva himself quoted in the Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Akiva is now arguing with what he quoted in the Mishnah. Okay? You with me? With me? Right. Rabbi Yehoshua. So Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura. What's the argument? Chalav poter ikebenayu. If we see that the mother has got milk. Now here's an interesting one. Not everybody knew, and I don't always know, that cows only give milk after they've given birth. We've discussed this in the shir. Cows don't just give milk. How do we get milk from cows? The farmers keep the cows pregnant. They have babies, and then they milk them, and the milk can go for a long time, sometimes for a year or two even, if they milk them on a regular basis, they keep the milk going. Like a woman as well. A woman stays breastfeeding. She can breastfeed for a few years until some woman's milk doesn't dry up very quickly. They can, if they've pretty got a lot of milk in them, they can, I'm not an expert, we can ask Jackie to give us a share about this, but I'm saying, I've got friends who breastfed their children at 4 years old. It was actually quite a scene. Anyhow. And so basically, if we a cow as a rule only has milk if it gave birth, so now we can look at the mother and say, is there milk? Therefore, it had a birth. Isn't there milk? Didn't have a birth. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. That's what Rabbi Akiva now, because what Rabbi Akiva say? We look at Rashi. Less than this, is it possible to? It's not going to happen in earlier times, right? Less for example, chalapoter milk. Im cholevet afilu betoch shnata, or she nolda bebet Yisrael. I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. Velori nua yoledet ad lachar shnata v'ri cholevet. So the question is, if she's milking, right, in its first year? Velore inua yoledet ad lachar shnata. We never saw it give birth until after the first year, but we saw that there's milk, right? So Rabbi Yeshua savar tinuf poter. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Rabbi Yeshua, in his what he learned from his rabbi, they say tinuf is poter, chalav doesn't poter. Then you saw milk means nothing. Why? Because maybe it's choshesh to miyut. Choshesh to miyut that some cows or some animals do have milk even though they didn't give birth. So therefore, that doesn't help us. Right? So now, look at the Gemara. Chala Ekev, Rabbi Kiva Savar, Chalav Poter, Halach Achar Rov Behemot. You see that? He goes after Rov Behemot. For Rov Behemot, Ein Chovot, Ele Im Kain Yoldot. And most animals only give milk if they gave birth, right? And therefore, if you see milk, right, therefore there's milk. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Ha'ikamiyut de cholevet, afapi she'ein yoledet. Okay, look at the shittim akubetzer there quickly. Gimel, ela im kan yoledet. Rabbi Akiva says that. Right, im kan yoledet. Vaha midekachalva. And now that we see milk, meilad yalda, it must be that it gave birth. Okay, v'Rabbi Yehoshua savar ha'ikamiyut de cholevet apish ein yoledet. Right, and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehoshua says no. So it seems that Rabbi Akiva is choshesh to Rabbi Yehoshua is choshesh to miyut, and Rabbi Yeshua is choshesh to the miyut, that there are some animals there miyut that don't, that even though they haven't got given birth, they still milk, and therefore milk is not a sign for us. Now the Gemara says, "Mi chashu shu miyut? Is Rabbi Yehoshua chayish the miyut? Where do we show Rabbi Yehoshua chayish the miyut? Right? Are you with me about the chayish the miyut story? Is that clear? Right? We've got a Mishnah, right? in Masechet Yevamot that says like this. Now, you hear with me, right? If a person's husband dies, and they've got a brother, and they haven't had children yet, they marry the brother. If there's no brother, the guy was an only son, and he only had sisters, so then there's no Yibum, and he goes free. Now, we've learned, you'll see Masechet Yibum, you'll see as a rule, women don't want to necessarily marry their husband's brothers. So you get excited when there's no brother around, right? Mm. Sometimes marrying an only son is an advantage, right? Because you're sure there's no brother to marry, right? So now, Haitala Chamota. Now, what happens over here? She had a mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law was still alive. Eina Chosheshet. Yatza Melea Chosheshet. Look at Rashi, we know what's going on over here. Haitala Chamota. Isha. What a woman. Shehal Chahiu Baal Eirat Yom. She and her husband went on a boat cruise and they traveled overseas. And while they were overseas, Umeit Baala Belo Banim, her husband unfortunately died and there were no children. Now Va'ach Ein Lo, and he's got no brother. So what's the story? She's patur from Yibu. No chalitza, no nothing. Ve'yesh la chamota. She has got a mother-in-law. Bimkoma sheyatzak bisham. In that place where she left. Right now, what's the problem? Rabbi, right? Imi. Right? Atel la chamota. Ein achosheshe. Look at her. Ein achosheshe. What ein achosheshe? What ought be choshesh to? Shema nolad ben lechamia. Maybe she had a baby while we were on the boat cruise. And now she's got a diyibum. And what's worse, if the child's 3 months old, right? So what's the problem? We saw that with regards to chalitza, we said ish. Chalitza you do if it's a grown man. Mm-hmm. But yibum is not no ish. So you should have to wait now till this child grows up to marry him. Good luck with the tamar. Right? So eina chosheshet. Yatza melea. If when she left on her boat cruise, look at Rashi, Shayata Chamota Meuberet, she was full and pregnant. Now what are we Choshesheth? That maybe she gave birth to a son. But she also might have given birth to a daughter. We saw this the other day. Remember a couple of dapping ago, I think it was in Chulim, we learned the similar sugya. Rabbi Yeshua Meir Eino Choshesheth. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't Choshesh. What aren't we Choshesh to? That it was a son. Vamrinan, my time with Rabbi Yeshua, right? So Rabbi Yeshua says we aren't Choshesh. We're not trying to say, right? We said over here that Chalav Poter, and what's Chalav? We said Chalav is a miut. There are some minority of animals that do have, Rabbi Akiva goes after Rav, and Rabbi Yeshua, we said, is even worried about the miut of those few. So we're trying to prove now that Rabbi Yeshua, is he Choshesh to miut or not? Right? Rabbi Yeshua says, Eino Choshesheth. We don't Choshesh that this might be a son. And why? What's the Svara? My timer to Rabbi Yeshua. Kesavar, Rovu Barot Yodot. We agree that most people, women who fall pregnant do have children. In other words, the majority do have children. Umiut mepilot. And the minority miscarry. So if the Gemara ended up over there, we'd say the minority miscarry. Therefore, maybe this woman miscarried. But it's a minority that she miscarried. If we were choshesh to the miut, we'd end up just leave the Gemara now. We'd say, you know what? Minority miscarried, therefore she might have miscarried, and therefore that's where we were. But carried on. V'chol ha'yoldot, and as a rule, for those who give birth, so the majority give birth, the minority miscarry. Of the majority who give birth, mechtze scharim u'mechtze nekaivot. Half are men, half are women. We've seen this before. Remember, we learned this exact same content. Therefore, smuch miut de mepilot, lemechtzin in the kaivot. Take now the minority of women who don't have children, so and add it to half the women who give birth to girls. So now we've got the majority of pregnancies are not men.
Not men.
Right? V'havul huzchari miuta, men of the miut. Ulemiuta lo chashinan. And we saw that Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't worry, why? Because we aren't choshesh to miut, and now the miut become men. Clever, eh? So how can you tell that Rabbi Yeshua is choshesh to miut? We see Rabbi Yeshua isn't choshesh to miut. If Rabbi Yeshua isn't choshesh to miut, then why is he suddenly worried about the minority of animals who have milk without giving birth? Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ela ipuch. Change the shittot around. Right? Look at Rashi. What is Ela ipuch? El tirats. Let's say, Rabbi Yeshua savar tinuf poter v'uadin lechalav. Says Rabbi Yeshua, who says, just like tinuf, if there was a discharge, would exempt her from Bechor, so too Chalav. And Rabbi Akiva is the one who says, no, we don't rely on circumstantial evidence. Right? That's, am I correct? That's, if you see the milk, that's circumstantial evidence, right? We don't rely on that. Ella, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol sheyadua shebichra. We have to know for certain that she had given the birth child to birth to a lamb or not. Vafilu alidei tinuf. And even if it's for the tinuf, then ain't kohen. But safek, but if it's a safek, afilu cholev, then we see milk there. Instead of safek, doesn't help. And then we can say Rabbi Yoshua is not choshesh lemiut, and he says that the milk doesn't help us. Right? He isn't choshesh to miut, but he says that tinuf and milk go together. Right, we have to, that we see milk, and therefore milk means that there was a birth, because we aren't worried about those few who have milk, even though they aren't a birth. Right? Michael, I thought you came back because you'd been sleeping, but now I see you came back because you were working. And you came here to sleep. Right? That okay, that's the story. The Gemara says, Vatanya. And look at Rashi, says, Vatanya bin Ichuta, and this is a proof, it's not an argument. Chalav poter, Dirabishu Beshua says straightforward, that chalav poter. Why? Because we're assuming that if there was chalav, there was a birth. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chalav eno poter, Chalav is not poter. Okay, quickly, next brighter, quickly, end of Avia. We picked up Tam. Tarabaran, Gedia Sheyalde Shalosh Banot. Now, a new halacha completely, a goat that gave birth to three children. Right? Look at Rashi, to three daughters. Children, what's the difference? Three banot, three girls. Right? Gedia, Rashi says, Nakat Mishum de Darke led Vlalot Harbeb Ibudechad. We took a goat because goats are known to have multiple births. And each one of them had three. Look at this diagram that I drew over here upside down. There's the mother, three, and then each one of those three gave three. So from the mother, there were 12 births. Right? She had three, and they had three each. They had nine, and she had three. They had 12 births. Right? 12 births. V'chol benoteya yaldu shalosh. Kulan nichnasot ledir litaseh. Now for the maser, all these 12 are considered maaser, and they all go into the deer and do them together. I'm sure Anira Iti, obviously, it says, Seira, I saw a goat, Sheishra betoch shnata, right? That in its first year, there was basically more than 10 to take maaser from. Selami limiti shalosh shalosh, tolid chad minai, right? So he says over here. So, you know what? Let's end it like that. It's a complete